Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for Cantata is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Our risen Lord, it says, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away." That's part of the text. Our Lord tells you the truth. But flesh is never too keen on hearing it. He promises to go away, and the apostles are sorrowful. But not a single one of them asks for more information. Why? Because they know that Jesus does tell them the truth. And yet, the truth is not always what the flesh wants to hear. This is why our Lord says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." He is saying to them, even though nobody wants to know what's happening, even though you are sorrowful because you want what your will to be done, that's basically what sorrow is. You not getting whatever temporal thing you idolize more than God. So he says, "Nevertheless, I'm going to lay out the whole unpleasant truth for you right now. When the truth isn't what you want to hear, of course you're sorrowful. You shut your ears to the truth. You push back and squirm when the Holy Scriptures say things that you don't like, when God hits you with the law, when you are given doctrines that are too hard for you to understand, where they are doctrines that are at odds with what is popular in the world. Your sinful flesh would rather hear pleasant lies than unpleasant truth." The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther compared the preaching of the law to throwing a stick into a pack of dogs. Why anybody would do such a thing is beyond me, but the good doctor's observation is spot on. That dog that gets hit with the stick is the one who is going to yelp. You don't like to hear the truth of God's law, and you yelp when the law hits you, just like it hit those who heard St. Peter's first sermon recorded in the book of Acts. The stick of the law cut them to their hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. The truth is good for you, whether you want to hear it or not. For your Lord loves you, redeems you, brings you into communion with himself, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He promises you eternal life in a kingdom that has no end. But in spite of all of that, your sinful flesh still sees the truth as your enemy. That's because the truth is, God is God, and you are not. The truth is that you are not the creator, but the creatures made in submission and subordination to him. Egged on by Satan, betrayed by your flesh, and led astray by the world, your flesh would rather reject the good truth and embrace an evil lie. Repent and believe. is not their plan. Jesus is going to the Father, sending the Holy Spirit, and putting the apostles to work. The apostles are sorrowful because they too are poor, miserable sinners. They too are by nature sinful and unclean, lazy, and selfish. They love their lives more than the one who gave them their lives. For it is certainly not them that continue on in the spreading of God's truth. But after our Lord ascends to the Father, the apostles, only under the inspiration and power of the Holy Spirit, will continue our Lord's wearisome work of making war on the devil, the world, and sinful flesh, of preaching and teaching both law and gospel, of being persecuted, of having to tell the people unpleasant truths, and of being rejected by men, just as it was done to their Lord. Through the apostles and their successors, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The apostles are to hurl the sticks of God's word into the packs of dogs who hate the truth, and that's all of mankind. And those dogs will yelp. They will turn on the apostles and will viciously attack them. The world, your sinful flesh, and the devil do not sit by quietly in being convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. In these last days, the word of God is less and less tolerated, nor respected, and that's if it's even recognized for being truth. In our culture, belief in a creator is mocked, while the unscientific, absurd notion that order can suddenly grow from disorder, that something can come out of nothing apart from the creator, that is treated as truth. The obvious created order that men and women are not interchangeable, that truth is ruthlessly targeted by an increasingly sorrowful and pathetic culture. And amidst that culture, Christians are called upon to confess in response to that culture exactly what that culture doesn't want to hear. The familiar words of our Lord, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." And thanks be to God, even though there was uncomfortableness, even though there were crosses for them to bear, the apostles did tell the truth. To Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, the gospel is indeed proclaimed worldwide because the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, has come. He will guide you into all truth, says He who is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ's words did what they said. Yet again, no matter how much the devil tries to confound the truth, hear the word of God. Listen to the words to St. James. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. That, my beloved brothers and sisters, that good and perfect gift includes the truth that makes you uncomfortable. It is the truth that your sinful, rebellious hearts don't want to hear. In your flesh, you what do you do? You yelp. And you turn and bite. And you tell prideful lies rather than receive the truth in humility. This is also why St. John, James, and you are exhorted with these words. Let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. This is why he instructs you, put away all filthiness and rapid wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. What else is this putting away and receiving but God's word continuing to proclaim repentance and belief, continuing to proclaim the ongoing dying and rising through faith in the merits of Christ crucified for you? Our Lord tells you truths that your flesh doesn't want to hear, not out of domination or spite, but out of love. This is the truth proclaimed by Isaiah. And in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my salvation, is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. The simple, unpopular truth preached by the apostles and proclaimed by the church ever since is the simple truth that you are sinners, that you're helpless, and though you don't deserve it, you are rescued by the crucifixion and death of your Lord Jesus Christ. God's anger is turned away. You are comforted. Christ is in your midst. For even though he has gone to the Father, sending you, the Holy Spirit, to guide the preaching, teaching, confessing, and bearing the fruits of repentance, he is still in your midst through his word and his sacraments. Even as sorrow fills your hearts, waiting for your Lord's return, you have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, guiding you into all truth through his word and sacraments, pointing you to Christ who is in your midst. You've been given everything. Just as God said to St. Paul, who prayed to have the thorn removed from his flesh, God says to you, my grace is sufficient for you. He has told you the truth. You have been given the Holy Spirit to guide you, guiding you with the implanted word for the salvation of your souls. And through God-created repentance, the truth turns from a stick that stings you into, as Luther put it, rather, that truth, that sweet truth is viewed as God's beloved rod that turns you to receive what he is driving you towards, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation through Christ Jesus. The opening stanzas of Luther's hymn, Dear Christians, Let All Rejoice, is uncomfortable to sing because it confesses to the Spirit's to be what you are, a born sinner, devoid of any merit, deserving of hell and damnation, that you are not left in that. For the turn takes place, and it's God's turn that was the all-important one. He turned to you a father's heart. He did not choose the easy part, but gave his dearest treasure. God sent his son to be sin, that you might be the righteousness of God through him. By God created faith, God sent his son to bring all salvation, that from sin and sorrow you would be set free. That is the new song that God brings you to sing, the new song on this Pentecostal Sunday. The Spirit of Truth brings you to open your lips and sing, confessing the truth about yourselves and about God's salvation of you. As much as your flesh begs to differ, the truth is not your enemy. The truth of God's word brings life and unity. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for you. Behold, dear Christians, your new song is Christ. In the name of the Father and of the Son,